Of Shabbos. Today is Ches Kislev. It's the eighth day of Kislev, which means that tomorrow is Tes Kislev, Shabbos. And we don't learn Shabbos. Tomorrow Shabbos is Tes Kislev. Tes Kislev is the birthday and the Histalkus, the Hilula, that means the Yahrzeit of the Mittler Rebbe. Of all the Rabbeim, beginning with the Baal Shem Tov, none of them passed away on their birthday, Bepashtus, except for the Mittler Rebbe, right? The Gemara says about Meisher Rabbeinu, Ben Meyev Esim Shana Nechi Hayoim, says the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yemalim Yemeim V'Shneseim Shal Tzadikim Mechedesh Shal Chedesh Shal Mayim Mayim. Hashem arranges that the life of the Tzadikim should be whole, Mechedesh Shal Chedesh, from month to month, from day to day. They live exactly the same number of years, the complete number of years. And of course, you know the lamdas, that if that would be the case, a tzaddik should not pass away on his birthday. He should pass away on the day before his birthday. And there's many answers to the question. And one of the answers to the question is that the day that a person passes away is not a part of his life. In other words, you have a life. And in the case of the Mittler Rebbe, he lived 54 years. Neid Shana, Nun Dalet Shana, exactly. And the last day, the day that a person passes away, is not considered a day of a person's life. And the Chassidus of this Bekitzur Beklalus is, that the Zohar says, Kol Yoyme V'Yoyme Ovad Avidite, we had it in Pashas Chayisarev, Avram Zokim Baba Yomim, which means to say that in our lives, in addition to the fact that we give God many deeds, we give Hashem the time itself. And there's a concept of each day has its own function, its own job, its own definition. For some people, you can have a day where you're sort of lost. It's like spilling over from the day before, it's preparing for the day after. The day itself does not have its own identity. Each day must have its own separate concept of service to the Rebishter. Otherwise, as Isaiah says, the Lashon Chosa Yoyma Chada, Chosa Levusha Chada. If man is missing a day, then quote, they're missing what's called in Kabbalah and Chassidus, a Levush, a garment. So in Torah, there's a concept of each day having its own Avoida. And of course, the idea that each day has its own Avoida is it's individual, it's specific, it's special. Sunday is Sunday, and you have the Avoida of only Sunday. Monday is Monday, the Avoida of only Monday, and so forth. Now, to elaborate a little bit, when you have, let's say, for example, Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shabbos and Yom Tov are special days. The meaning of Shabbos and Yom Tov being special doesn't only mean that you do special things. It means you do the regular things you would do on a regular day. And in addition to that, you have a Musaf, you have a second dimension. And on Yom Kippur, you have a day with three dimensions. It's a regular day, like any day of the year. It's a Yom Tov, like any other Yom Tov of the year. And it's Achaz Bashana. It's unique. It's Achaz Bashana. It's the only day in the year which is in the category of Yom Kippur. The only people who manage to keep track of all these things and do all these things is the Rabbeim. I've told this to you many times, that the Rabbeim made a point on Yom Kippur to have regular learning. Regular learning like an ordinary day. And it wasn't only to underscore, but it was also the idea that every day has its responsibilities, and you have to deliver those responsibilities. The fact that you have additional responsibilities doesn't take away the basic responsibilities, it just adds to them. And this is the idea of every day of your life you serve Hashem. The day that a person passes away, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ein shulten b'yom ha'mavos. It's based on a pasuk. The day a person passes away, the person doesn't have any control. Because that day is not a day of avoida. It's not a day to serve Hashem. In other words, it's not considered an individual day. We have a specific task. But rather, that day would be the equivalent of a Shabbos for a lifetime. Just like we all understand the concept of Shabbos, we've talked about it many times, that on Shabbos everything rises up, and after Shabbos things come back down. But on the day that a person passes away, a whole life is risen up, is raised, goes up to a higher madrega. And therefore, the function of the day that a person passes away is not specific. It's not, there's no specialized, distinct, individual task that is special for that day, but rather that's a day of aliyah, of culmination. So in fact, if a person passes away on his birthday, their lives, on a practical level, ended one day earlier, on Vav, like when Megeta Meshe Rabbeinu, on Vav Adar. So the same is true by the Mittler Rebbe. Tomorrow is the Mittler Rebbe's birthday, Tes Kislev, and tomorrow is also the Histalkus Hilula, the day that the Mittler Rebbe passed away. Like I said before, this is the only one of the Chabad Rabbeim who Begoloi had this Indian that you saw Bechush, the idea that Hashem makes Tzaddikim's lives perfect and whole. There's another thing about the Mittler Rebbe, and that is, as you know, the Mittler Rebbe was arrested. And there used to be some doubt as to what year the arrest took place, but we now know, at least that's the way it seems in Das Tachten, that the Mittler Rebbe was not arrested 1 year before he passed away, but 2 years before he passed away. The Rebbe writes, the Friedrich Rebbe writes, we're not sure about the year. The Mittler Rebbe passed away in Tavkuf Peches. Tavkuf Peches would be the end of 1827. And he was arrested and released from prison in the fall and winter of 1825. Tavkuf Peivav, 5,586. And he passed away in 5,588. But the Mittler Rebbe's Chag HaGeula never became a full Yom Tov. It never became what the Alter Rebbe's Chag HaGeula was. And the reason is because there was really not a Geula Shleima. Although he was let go, the reasons for which he was arrested and the pressures and the invasion of his space that had taken place in framework, in the context of his arrest and investigation and all the other things, never ended, never passed. The Mittler Rebbe's Meiser ended with the Histalkus. There's a vort that the Mittler Rebbe himself said once, that the Gemara says, Chazal tell us, that Avraham Avinu was given a choice about his descendants. Avraham Avinu was given a choice. The choices were Misa or Golos. Would he prefer that his children go into Golos or that they suffer, that they die? And the Avraham Avinu chose Golos, exile. So the Mittler Rebbe said, the Tatemain Hagenum in Golos is upon him as Famiris Geblieben der Zweiter Breda. The Mittler Rebbe said, my father chose exile. So evidently for me was left the other choice, which was the union of Histalkus. So the Mittler Rebbe was arrested and released from prison. But the release was only upon him. It was peripheral. It was chitanyistic. The negative invasion of his very personal space by the government of Russia, which surrounded his arrest, never subsided until he passed away. And maybe even after he passed away, it continued. And therefore, by Hasidim, Yud Kislev never became that full-blown Yom Tov the Tes Kislev was. And of course, one of the more interesting details that this year is very precise is as follows. That when the Mittler was arrested, he was arrested right after Sukkot. And he was treated with much more respect than was the Alter Rebbe, because they realized now the power of the Rabbeim. When they arrested the Alter Rebbe, they took him like a common prisoner. But when they realized how much influence he has over the Jewish people, they began to treat him with kid gloves. But the kid gloves were just a mask. Beneath those kid gloves was intimidation and fear. But as it was, in the case of the Mittler Rebbe, when he was arrested, he wasn't taken to the capital of Russia, Petersburg. He was taken to the capital of the state in which Lubavitch was, which is a city called Vitebsk. And he was invited. He was not taken under guard. He was invited to come. He was accompanied by guards, but he was not taken under guard. And every city he came to, Chassidim came together, and there was Fabrengens, and there was Tishin, and there was Chassidus, and there was Shturm the Kazakhan, all the way till Vitebsk. And at a certain point, the government said, what's going on? This man is a prisoner, and look what he's doing. He's acting like as if nothing in the world ever happened to him. And the Rebbe finally arrived in Vitebsk, it says, the beginning of Cheshvan, and he stayed there till Tes Kislev, when he was allowed to go. But the story was that Tes Kislev, Tavkuf Peivav, was Shabbos. Tes Kislev was Shabbos. And they came in to tell, this is where the Rebbe tells the story in the Fabrengens. They came in to tell the Rebbe, the Mittler Rebbe, that he's free to go. And they found, there was Shalashud this time, that the Rebbe was in the middle of saying Hasidus, and they did not want to disturb. The Rebbe was saying a maimed. And we know what maimed he was saying. He was saying a maimed that begins with the Pasuk in Siddur. Ata echad, v'shimcha echad, mich, amcha ketzol, go echad, baretz. The maimed is, some say that we have that maimed that's actually published. The Rebbe over the years said many versions of the maimed Ata Echad, but we have a printed maimed for the Mittler Rebbe Ata Echad. We're not sure if that was the maimed he said while in jail or not, but such a maimed does exist in any event. And as he was saying Chassidus, they came to tell him that he's free. But they didn't want to interrupt him, so they let him finish. And as a result, he was not informed of his freedom till Motzei Shabbos, till Yud Kislev. So the Chag HaGeulah became Yud Kislev. Tomorrow, Sunday, we do not say Tachnun. Sunday, we don't say Tachnun because Sunday is a Yom Tov of Chag HaGeulah, the Middle Rebbe. And I was thinking this morning as I'm walking up Kingston Avenue that, you know, Yud Kislev, we have 2 days of Yom Tov. Although the Alter Rebbe, when he went out of jail, ended up by this Misnagid's house, Abnotan Notkin, who verbally abused him terribly. We have 2 days Yom Tov. But the Friedrich Rebbe, we have 2 days Yom Tov. Because on Yud Beis Tammuz, he was told unofficially that he's free to go. And on Yud Gimel Tammuz, he was told officially that he's free to go. So the question becomes, how come we don't celebrate Tes Kislev? We should not say Tachnun and Tes Kislev by the virtue of the fact that Tes Kislev was the day they wanted to tell the Rebbe he's free. The only reason they did not tell him he was actually free is because they didn't want to interrupt him in the middle of saying Chassidus. There could be no greater Geula than a Rebbe sitting in jail who's saying Chassidus, and his guards don't want to interrupt him because he's in the middle of saying Teres Hashem, Teres Chassidus, Teres Dir Elokim Chaim. I think, and this is just an I think, and believe me, it's not very, very useful, that the reason we're not kever to not say Tachnun Tes Kislev is because it's his Yahrzeit. And by us, the custom is that a Yahrzeit Yidavke say Tachnun. In other words, if it had not been the middle of Rebbe's Yahrzeit, maybe this story would have led us eventually to make Tes Kislev also into a double Yom Tov, a 2 day Yom Tov. Tes Kislev, he was supposed to be told he was free. They couldn't tell him he was free. Why? Because he was saying Chassidus. And he wasn't told that he was free to go till the following day, Yud Kislev, and Yud Kislev became the Yom Tov. And like I said, because he passed away, and I mentioned the story many times, the Rebbe once asked the previous Rebbe, the Rebbe said by Fabring, and I once asked the Rebbe de Shver, how we come we say Tachnun on a Yahrzeit? Pelish Chassidim, other Chassidic groups don't say any Tachnun on Yahrzeit because it's a Yom Tov. So the Friedrich Rebbe said, these are the words. Wenn denn ist da besser Zeit, sagen Tachnun. Is there then any time better than on a Yahrzeit to say Tachnun? Because it's the time of his Eidurus. So I think maybe that this is the reason. But this you'll have to take or leave. Be that as it may, whatever the case is, whatever the story is, tomorrow was the birthday and the Histalkus Hilul, the Mittler Rebbe, and Sunday is the Chag HaGeulah, the Mittler Rebbe. And the Rebbe, in his Maimarim, and his Sichis, connects it to the Pashas HaShavua. Right? The Rebbe connects Yud Kislev to the Pashas HaShavua. And it's not very difficult to find a connection between Pashas HaShavua and the Mittler Rebbe's arrest. What's Pashas HaShavua about? Vayetze Yankiv. The Pashas Yankiv Avinu going away from Eretz Yisrael. And he's going into exile, the Pashtas, as the Mittler Rebbe went into exile. And by the way, the same is true also by Negei to Yitz Kislev. Yitz Kislev either has to do with Vayishlach or Vayeshev. And both of those Pashas have to do with Golos. So in the Rebbe Sichas, he always explains the connection between the Pashas Ashavua and the Maisa and the Geula, the rest and liberation of the Mittler Rebbe. And of course, the Rebbe underscores not the Golos itself, but the Geula. That Yaakov Avinu says, "V'shafti b'sholem al beis avi, v'shafti b'sholem." I'm going to turn in peace to my father's home. So the Rebbe says that the v'shafti b'sholem of Yaakov Avinu is the same as the pada b'sholem of the Alter Rebbe and the pada b'sholem of the Mittler Rebbe. Right? You all know that the Mittler Rebbe used to say Tillim when he was in jail, and since it was Yud Kislev, so he was saying the Yom HaAsiri, Kapitel Nun Hey, and therefore he said pada b'sholem. But the Pashas HaShavua has the equivalent of that Pada B'Shalom. V'shafti B'Shalom Abayis Avi, I will return in peace to my father's home. V'haya Adesham Lila Lakim, the Abish is going to be my God. This is the Pasuk in the Pashas HaShavua. So the Rebbe explains that V'shafti B'Shalom doesn't mean I will return in peace. But V'shafti B'Shalom means I will return with peace. And he explains that peace goes on Torah. Because Torah doesn't fight with the world, it enlightens it. And within Torah itself, peace goes on Pnimiyas HaTorah, on Chassidus, that shines light, it doesn't get dirty, it doesn't deal with the Shmutz of Elam Hazeh. And the peace goes specifically on the Chassidus of the Mittler Rebbe, because the Mittler Rebbe's Chassidus you can understand. The Mittler Rebbe's Chassidus is not a matter of faith and holiness, it's an inyan avona v'asoge, it's brought down to a level a human mind can grasp a lakus. It's the epitome of peace. So v'shafti b'shalom means that the Chus of the Mittler Rebbe's Geula has to do with the Chassidus that he was teaching. In other words, he was arrested and put in jail. The government of Russia took him in and said that they were arresting him because of financial improprieties. They wanted to look over his books. They wanted to control how he spends money, how he collects money, how he distributes it. Which was very, very rude. Very, very, very rude. Very chutzpedik. Because they had a status of Ezrochim, the Chabadim, they were saved. They were considered honorary citizens. So the Rebbe says to the Friedrich Rebbe, it was true Thank you. Thank you very much. The Rabbeim were Ezrachim Nechbadim Deiseim, but they were always afraid. They never felt safe. In other words, this honor was a pretense, it was a shtick. They gave him this honor of Imizakt so that people should think that they're respected citizens. But the fact was that the Rabbeim curtailed. There were many things that Rabbeim would have liked to do that they did not do because they were afraid of the ill effects of the government. And there's many, many things that we know that the Tzemach Tzedek stopped. There were many customs, Hasidic customs, that the Mittler Rebbe established as part of the Chabad mainstream, which the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek stopped because of a Nayim Bishin, because of inappropriate eyes that were looking to find things to make libels out of them. The Hasidus was quiet. Mittler Rebbe's Hasidus was Shturmdik. I don't mean the way he said Maimorim. I mean the whole culture was very powerful and very beautiful and very, very rich and very demonstrative in a way. And the Tzemach Tzedek had to stop these things because the Mittler Rebbe's arrest, it really, really ended, like I said to you earlier, because of the histalkus of the Rebbe, of the Mittler Rebbe. So, but the premise was, of course, that his arrest was because he was revealing too much Hasidus. And Vishafti B'Shalom HaBeisav means that he went out of jail, he was freed, because the decree, the Gezeira L'Maila, which was established against Hasidus, was lifted. It was now free to reveal Hasidus, even in the Madrege that the Mittler Rebbe was revealing Hasidus. So this is the Samizakti, the Parshas HaYoyim, the story of the day B'Kitzer. But I want to talk to you a little bit about the Mittler Rebbe. The Mittler Rebbe was born about 13 years and a few months after the Alter Rebbe and his Rebbetzin, HaRabbanus HaTzidkonus Sterna, had gotten married. Okay, pardon me? He was not a Bchor, no, he had older sisters. Freide and Tveraleia. The Alter Rebbe was desperate for a boy. And he wasn't having a boy. He had one girl, then he had a second girl. And he repeatedly came to his Rebbe, to the Magid, and asked him for a Ben Zocha, for a male son, and the Magid would not respond. Days, mamish days, individual days, before the histalkus of the Mittler Rebbe, Mizrach Magid, suddenly the Mizrach Magid offers him a Ben Zocha, a Brocha, without him asking even. And he tells him, Zol Stof Mir Nisht Vergessen, don't forget about me. The Mittler Rebbe was born 10 days before the first yard site. The Mizrach Magid passed away Tes Kislev. The Mittler Rebbe was born Tes Kislev. So the Levaya was Tezayin Kislev, the 16th of Kislev. So the Alter Rebbe obviously was there when his wife gave birth to their first son. 8 days later was the Bris, and he named him Doiv Ber, after the Mizrach Magid. The Alter Rebbe would say later in his life, the Alter Rebbe told his very dear friend and Mechutin, the Helikar of Leib Yitzchak Baditchev, he said, when he was born, I thought to name him Hamnuna, which means secret, because the neshama of the Mittler Rebbe came from Alma Deskasi, Nuna Yamada Azla Biabesha, the fish from the sea that walk on the land. His neshama came from a world of Plebeis HaTeira, which is why by the Mittler Rebbe, Chassidus was pushed at life itself. So he told the Rebbe, I want to name him Hamnuna, which means secret. But by the Bris, the Rebbe stood next to me, that means the Magid, and said, name him after me. So he became David, like the Magid had instructed. That's the Mittler Rebbe. As a child yet, the Mittler Rebbe was Butzen Kitvi Yediyah. You saw right away this was not a normal child at all. And he was not a healthy child. He suffered a lot. He had respiratory problems his whole life. With the Lungen. And in a very, very early age, you saw his netiyah to ruchnius. From a very, very early age, you saw that this was a person whose life was defined by spirituality, by ruchnius, by holiness. He took the chassidus like a fish to water. Now, I'm sure when he was a little boy, his father taught him chumash and mishnah and gemara, like the halachas are. And the Mittler Rebbe had, the Fidike, we used to say about the Mittler Rebbe, zayin moichin ver kendas. We have no idea how bright, how intelligent the Mittler Rebbe was. We can't begin to imagine the level of intellect of the Mittler Rebbe. And he swallowed up Nigla like it was nothing, like it wasn't even there. You know, the Tzemach Tzedek became a Rebbe, so the Hasidim asked him, how come he doesn't say as much Hasidus as his father-in-law? So he says, my father-in-law walks from one side of the Beis Medrash to the other side of the Beis Medrash, and he learns through a half a Shas. Then he walks back, he thinks through the other half a Shas. I still need to learn Nigla, so the Tzemach Tzedek said. But the Mittler Rebbe was an extraordinary mind, and a very, very spiritual and holy person. A get lecher man. He was a godly man. And everything he experienced on a very, very edele, spiritual level. The Alter Rebbe's Ben Abchad, the Alter Rebbe's oldest son. And he obsessed over Chassidus. He poshet, he lived from Chassidus like some people live from chocolate, yeah? No. Huh? No, I wasn't. It's an old joke. It's a Shkenaya joke. Can't be insulted by an old joke. Whatever it is, by Taifas Gashmim, he pushed it, lived from Chassidus. And his obsession with Chassidus was mamish incredible. Ad kedei kach, it was to such an extent that it's a very interesting letter. I think it's very interesting. There's a book called the Geras Shpirin, I think that's what it's called. I have it in the house. Or Michtevei Teira, I think it's called Geras Shpirin. It's letters from the Mendel HaDokir and Avram Kaliskir. These two men were the big Chassidish Rebbes, the big Tzaddikim, who had traveled to Eretz Yisrael and established the Yishuv of Chassidim in Israel. Right? They started out in Tveria, in the north of Eretz Yisrael, and then they moved, if I'm not mistaken. But they started out in Tveria, in Golol Elyon, in Golol. And these two, the leaders of the Chavraya, the Kvutza. Reb Mendel Vitebsker, the Alter Rebbe considered him his Rebbe. Reb Ram Kalisker, the Alter Rebbe considered him his friend. When Reb Mendel Vitebsker passed away, Reb Ram Kalisker became the head of the Kila, the Yishuv of Etzol, Chassidim. And he very, very severely criticized the Alter Rebbe. And every year he would write a letter condemning the Alter Rebbe's Derech of Chabad and encouraging Chassidim to stay away from him and not to give him money and to have nothing to do with him because he was violating the mainstream, he was violating the established understanding of what Chassidus is. And there's a whole Arichas Asip, but the Alter Rebbe at first did not respond. Eventually the Alter Rebbe had no choice, but he finally responded with a letter which is printed. But one of the things that's interesting in those letters is he writes to the Alter Rebbe and says, "Listen, Rebbe, I understand you've created this new model for Chassidus. And you are saturating your Chassidim with this new philosophy, with this new approach. And in my view, you're doing them terrible damage. But at least have mercy on your young, gifted child," he tells him. The brief. Avram Kalski could not have known the Mittler Rebbe. Avram Kalski left Europe, the Mittler Rebbe was 3.5. He says, "You have such a gifted child. And from what I hear, he sits a whole day and a whole night and learns Chassidus. And you're ruining him. You're making him imbalanced. He should be a normal person. At least save your abuse to your chassidim, but leave your son alone as Leinash Tikkel Mensch." Of course, the Alter Rebbe was taking very good care of the Mittler Rebbe, and the Alter Rebbe understood that this is the bechina of the Mittler Rebbe. So his life was poshet chassidus bepashtus. And of course, there's the famous stories. One of the stories is that one time the Alter Rebbe said a maimit, and the Mittler Rebbe did not understand it. So he went into the Alter Rebbe and asked the Alter Rebbe to say a bia to explain it. This was normal. The Alter Rebbe said a chassidus, and the chassidim would not understand. He would say a bia, a clarification. And we have in Teira Eid and Kuta Teira many memorim with Rebbe Yurim. And the Alter Rebbe did not answer him. He asked for a clarification. The Alter Rebbe did not answer him. So he got physically ill, became physically sick, and he was in bed with fever. He was sick. So the Rebbe's standard started to say, the Rebbe's standard, the Alter Rebbe's wife, the Mittler Rebbe's mother, came into her husband and says, "Du bist doch ein Achser," she says to him, "you're a cruel man. Du hast, und du willst nicht geben, und guck was von ihm ist geworden. You refuse to give, and look what you made of him. He's sick." So Alter Rebbe laughed and he said, "Zog Bettel, said Zayn der Beard, soll sich nicht sorgen, said Zayn der Beard. Tell Bettel he could relax. I'm going to say the Beard. I'll explain it. So he became better, finished. It was the Mittler Rebbe. He had pushed it. Chelas Av, he loved Chassidus. He obsessed over Chassidus. And stories like these, there are many. One of the more powerful stories, and maybe some would say uncomfortable stories, is that when the Mittler Rebbe had to get married, his father asked him which shidduch he wishes. There were several possibilities, there were several proposals. And the Alter Rebbe asked his son, the Mittler Rebbe, which shidduch would you like? So he answered, whichever one is going to marry me the soonest. Because I know that when I got married, my father's going to say more chassidus, and I want to hear the chassidus. In Demizek Galeg, this was his life, Galeg in chassidus. Mamish. His whole life was chassidus. The Alter Rebbe had in his house a sefer, a book, that it was tied closed, or somehow was closed. And on the cover was written these words, which means the Rebbe writes, the Alter Rebbe makes a ban, a decree of excommunication to anybody who's going to read this sefer in this world or in the next world. The Mittler Rebbe saw such sharp words, he didn't read the sefer. Then there was a fire, and the sefer got burnt. The Alter Rebbe felt terrible. So he comes to his son, the Mittler Rebbe, and he asks him, did you read the sefer? He says, did I read the sefer? It says on the sefer, what do you think? I read it. So Alter Rebbe was very disappointed, and he said to him, "Vu is the Mesiris, Nefesh v'chassidus. It's supposed to be Mesir Nefesh v'chassidus. And the Mesir Nefesh v'chassidus, even though the Gezeiras Nachash, you have an opportunity to learn chassidus, you have Mesir Nefesh and you learn chassidus." This was the Mittler Rebbe. Another interesting, so to speak, it's not an aspect, but it's a piece of history is, and I'll give you a Hagdoma, give my Hagdoma. The Alter Rebbe and the Mittler Rebbe stood in perpetual disagreement, and a big argument. The Alter Rebbe used to say to the Mittler Rebbe, "I am greater than you." And the Mittler Rebbe used to say to the Alter Rebbe, "I am greater than you." The Alter Rebbe would say to the Mittler Rebbe, "I am greater than you because I have a son, a Rebbe," which means I produced a Rebbe. And the Mittler Rebbe used to say to the Alter Rebbe, "I am greater than you because I have a father, a Rebbe." In other words, the Mittler Rebbe knew that his son was not going to be the next Rebbe. So this was the argument. This was the argument. And the Alter Rebbe gave the Mittler Rebbe permission to say chassidus, even to say chassidus with biur. I'll explain what this means. The Alter Rebbe had a strict rule, a very strict rule, a rule that was unbreakable. And when somebody violated that rule, there were very, very severe consequences. And the rule was that when you chazir chassidus, you have to say it exactly word for word. You have to give back a maimed Alter Rebbe as the Alter Rebbe gave it verbatim. No modification, no changes, no adaptation, and no interpretation. There was a chassid who felt qualified to do that. His name was Reb Aaron HaLevi Horowitz from Strashele, the Bar Strashele Rebbe. And he used to also explain to my mother the Alter Rebbe, and he also was not careful in Lashon HaRav and using Alter Rebbe's words. And Alter Rebbe punished him twice. Each time he punished him was for 3 years. And the punishment was that he could not come to Liadi. For a person like this not to see the Rebbe for 3 years, twice, was an extraordinary painful punishment. And then there was a falling out between him and the Mittler Rebbe, and he left. He became his own mitzvah, became his own Rebbe, and so forth. Rebbe Aaron HaLevi Strashele had a taina to the Alter Rebbe. The taina that he had to the Alter Rebbe is, Loma garua nechem imenu. Your son, the Mittler Rebbe, you allow him to say chassidus. You allow him to elaborate, like Samachar used to say, Ad shvef lat macha fin avort akvort. My father, grandfather said one word, my father makes it a whole. Welt, his elaboration was Isaac of Einlech. He's also asking new questions and writing new sugyas and chassidus. And when the Mittler Rebbe would chazer chassidus, he wouldn't just say the words of the Alter Rebbe, he would initially say the words of the Alter Rebbe with his own explanation, with his own clarification, with his own biur. So, the Ba'aris Rashallah says, how come it's good for him, it's not good for me? He could say the Alter Rebbe said a maimer for 10 minutes, and the Mittler Rebbe could say a maimer for 2 hours. Say maimer. And you could barely find Lashon HaRav, the Alter Rebbe's Maimonim. And Reb Aaron Strashele, he would punish him for it. And of course the answer is, because the Mittler Rebbe was not the same as Reb Aaron Strashele. The Mittler Rebbe was like younger than him. And Reb Aaron Strashele was like a very, very great. But the Mittler Rebbe was a Rebbe. And the Alter Rebbe was very, very trusting of the Mittler Rebbe's Chassidus, and it wasn't the Muna Pshuta. It was based on the information that he delivered. He saw the Maimonim, he saw the efforts. He trusted the Mittler Rebbe implicitly. And he gave him permission to say my mother with beer and even to publish him, to be mafasim that way. Mittler Rebbe. So the Friedrich Rebbe adds that when you look at my mother with the Mittler Rebbe, and of course this means as opposed to the mother of Rana Strashele, although there's such ariches, although the Mittler Rebbe is so elaborate, these are the words. Ken men darten selin di asius haravi pedal. You can count the words of the Alter Rebbe like diamonds, like pearls. Mittler Rebbe, as much as he expands on the maimed, the Alter Rebbe was careful to preserve the Lashon HaRav. Reb Aaron Strashele was not so careful, which is why the Alter Rebbe punished him. But by the Mittler Rebbe, he would take a maimed from the Alter Rebbe and expand it from one thought. He made huge pilpulim. I cannot say I'm an expert at the Mittler Rebbe's Chassidus, because I'm not. I haven't learned enough of it. But from the little bit that I've read, not the printed Sfarim, the Ksav, in other words, not the maimed that he printed during his lifetime, the books that came out more recently, it almost sounds like the Mittler Rebbe's Maimorim are like a mashpia. He says words in Alter Rebbe and he explains it. He says words in Alter Rebbe, it's so explained, and there's a lot of very, very, very odd mishalim and words that seem vestigial. It's hard to exactly read the Maariv of Nitla Rebbe, but it sounds sort of like he's becoming like a mashpia who's explaining a maamar to the chassidim. That's my read, but don't have to take my word for it. Anyway, the story goes like this: that in the end of the Alter Rebbe's life, the Alter Rebbe was in a very, very good mood, perpetually in a good mood. And when Chassidim came to Liadi to Alter Rebbe, and the Alter Rebbe sort of felt, Hadeshem iniach lemikolevav misaviv, Alter Rebbe sort of felt like he won all of his wars. He brought Chassidus into the world. It's here. It's permanent. It's not going away. So he was in a perpetual good mood. And during this tkufa, he could say Chassidus two, maybe three, four times a week. Very often. We have the modern that are printed. You could see it. And Chassidim had no limits. They can come to the Babach, to Liyaz, and to Liyaz as long as they wanted and stay as long as they wanted. All the restrictions about how frequently you can come and how long you could stay were before those were abolished. It was an open house. Anybody wanted could come. So if you came to the Alter Rebbe with a shaila, gashmis, panosa, health, wealth, and so forth, he helped you. If you came to the Alter Rebbe with a shaila ruchnis, the Alter Rebbe used to say, bazeh haloshen, geitzu mein Rebbe, go to my Rebbe. When the Alter Rebbe said, sof yom of geitzu mein Rebbe, he meant his son, the Mittler Rebbe. So you came into the Mittler Rebbe, and you told the Mittler Rebbe your grievances, and the Mittler Rebbe would look at you and say, what are you doing here? We have a Rebbe. And I'm not the Rebbe, so they would say to the Mittler Rebbe, but the Tata Geshikt, the Rebbe sent to you. Oh, the Tata Geshikt, my father sent you to me. It's another story. He put on his Shtraimul, when it's like the end for him. I say, he wasn't the Seyd. Sof Yomov. Because the Alter Rebbe is Nistala Gevorin, the Alter Rebbe passed away, the Mittler Rebbe was not around. Because the war with the French was ending, and of course the Rabbeim knew that they had no place to live. They went, they destroyed their homes. The Alter Rebbe burned his house down in the Adi Kiyadua. He had no place to go back to. So the Mittler Rebbe traveled from country to country to raise money. Yeah, the Mittler Rebbe was traveling to the city of Kremenchuk to buy homes for the Alter Rebbe to live with his family in anticipation of the end of the war. Alter Rebbe was living in Piana at the time, in the village of Piana. And they anticipated that the war was going to end and they would have to settle down. Kremenchuk, I think it's called Malorussia as opposed to Belarusia, small Russia as opposed to white Russia. I'm not sure what the difference is, but this is what it's called. So he traveled to Kremenchuk to purchase homes, places for Alter Rebbe to live. Alter Rebbe was Nistalik Motzei Shabbos Kedish, Pashas Shmoyis, Chavdal Tevis. And the Mittler Rebbe was not around. He missed the Alter Rebbe's Lavaya completely. And when he returned, and he was told that there was an Ian from Istalkus, he chalished. So they revived him. So he chalished. And they revived him, and he chalished for 24 hours in a row. Now I think fainting and fainting again for 24 hours is a pretty dangerous endeavor. It's exhausting to the body to keep on fainting. And so they tried tricks. They tried to lie to him. He's still alive. He's just very ill. So he started to feel better. And then they told him the truth. The vidig chalished. And they were pashut afraid for his life. So what did they do? They took a kestel of chassidus, a big box of chassidus, and they placed it right next to him. All the ksavim from the Alter Rebbe. So the first thing the Mittler Rebbe would see when he opened up his eyes would be the Maimorim. So when he opened up his eyes and he saw the Maimorim, had the Mittler Rebbe azogeton says dom mitvos zulem. We have with what to live, or to say it more accurately, why to live. And he stopped fainting. And the Rebbe became a Rebbe. Amongst the greatest Hasidim whom the Mittler Rebbe inherited from his father was a Gaon HaGaonim, a giant of giants by the name of Rav Zalman Zesmer. Rav Zalman Zesmer came to the Alter Rebbe because of a dream. Rav Zalman Zesmer had a Rebbe. And when when this Rebbe passed away, he came to him in a dream and he told him, when I was a young man, I met in Shklov, I think, the Gaon, the Lyazhne Magid, and I'm asking you, you should go to him. So he became one of the greatest chassidim of the Alter Rebbe. It was a chacham etzem kechach masay. I don't know what that means, but it's certainly special. Alter Rebbe was nistalak et avzal mezez megizokt. Chassidus Chabad hatzich ois gelost. Merken chassidus vet nidzayin. Chassidus Chabad has expired. There will be no more chassidus. In other words, what we have, and that's the end of it. So the Mittler Rebbe said, Vos? Mittler Rebbe heard, Vos? Es vet nidzayin merken chassidus. Ich will sagen und ich will sagen, ah, das ist jetzt im Abchem. I'm going to talk and talk till it's coming out of your nostrils. I'm going to talk so much, you're not going to know where to run and hide. And Kachave, the Mittler Rebbe first became a Rebbe, he started to say Chassidus on a Seder, a regular schedule, with every Shabbos, or Shabbos Mevorchim. So the Tzemach Tzedek used to come to the Chassidus, Tzemach Tzedek was the Edom of the Mittler Rebbe. But after a few years, the Mitzvah Rebbe just took off. 3-4 times a Shabbos, 4-5 times a week, 4 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a work day. It became impossible to keep up. So in the middle of one, Chassidus, he would send messengers that he was going to say Maimorim, and the Chassidim would gather. But you never knew. It says in the Sichas, there was one year Simchas Torah, the middle of it said Chassidus, one Maimor after another. There was no Akafas. There was no time for anything. The next day after Simchas Torah, the Chassidim got together and they prepared Akafas and they have a Nusach Yom Tov, the Nusach of Yom Tov, and they had Sudas Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov itself, if Poshe was not Bechdei Shiyasu, Chassidus was non-stop. And there's a vot that goes that one time one of the Chassidim said to the Mittler Rebbe that you've revealed all of Chassidus. So Rebbe said, "Das ist alles gewesen, was Arum Chassidus." This was all the introduction. It's the vet meneden Chassidus. Now I'm going to begin to say Chassidus itself, a Mittler Rebbe. And by the Mittler Rebbe's Chassidim, Chassidus became so real that everything else became less real. The Mittler Rebbe Ufgeheim is a Chassidim. He raised up his Chassidim with such a madrege that hundreds and hundreds of young alight breathed, ate, and slept Chassidus. They were poor, Shabba poor. They were so poor, it's indescribable. And all they thought about was Teirat Chassidus. And then they galept. This is what they ate. This is what they slept. The Fidikam says in a Sikha, it is Alta Chassidus Shavart, as the Mittler Rebbe's Chassidim at Mashiach and Nishge felt. They didn't need Mashiach. How could you not need Mashiach? And the answer was because they had Mashiach in their Rebbe. They had Mashiach in their Hiskashas. They had Mashiach in the Teirat Chassidus. And of course, the story of the Mittler Rebbe's Histalkos is just as remarkable. At the Mittler Rebbe traveled to Gaditch, which is the Mechazek of Malten Rebbe, after the whole story with the arrest. And he came out and he said that Tatat mir abgezogt from the Rabbonis. My father released me from the Rabbonis. So the Chassidim assumed that this means that there's going to be a trip to Eretz Yisrael. He was only 53 years old. Nobody thought for a moment, Ayin for Histalkos. And then he traveled and he got very ill and he got stuck in the city of Nezhin. And eventually he passed away in Nezhin. And the doctors told him that he's not allowed to speak. Mittler Rebbe had very, very bad lungs. But he could speak for 10 hours straight with his bad lungs. And now the doctors outlawed him to use his lungs, not to speak. So he became poshut komatos, mamash fachalasht, laying in a bed without a tzuras, without a simen chayim. So one doctor tells another doctor, I'll show you a wonder. And he went over to the Mittler Rebbe, and he whispered in his ears that the doctors reconvened and they decided that it's actually good for him to say Chassidus. So he sat up immediately and he asked for Big Day Shabbos and he started to say Chassidus. And that whole week, the week before, he said Chassidus. The night of Tes Kislev, which was going to be his yahrzeit, that was his birthday, he said Chassidus a whole night, 3 different times. And there's a ribui pratim in the Mises. And finally, late in the night, the Mittler Rebbe sat, and I would imagine he wasn't talking very loud. Because the way it's described, they were literally breathing on top of him. They were like piled on top of him. Apparently, it was hard to hear him. And the Rebbe says, "Ich will sagen Chassidus und Galus ein Seidus, was that in Kamel Nishnes Galagavon, they were never ever revealed before." Which is exactly what the Pshimim by Yechoy said by his Histalkos. "I'll reveal secrets that were never revealed before." And as he was preparing to say Chassidus, one of the Chassidim's hat fell down and distracted the Mittler Rebbe. So he said, "Is a simen amadaf nisht megalazon. This is a sign I shouldn't reveal it." So he spoke a different maimer. And in the middle of the maimer, he kept on asking if it's morning yet, if the morning star came up, Allah Shachar. And exactly at the time of Alisa Shachar, Mamash, when the morning came, he was in the middle of speaking, and he said, "Kimcha mekir chayim, mechaye chayim," that with the Eibish, you have a source of life, who gives life to all living things, and he stopped speaking. So people thought that he went into a trance, and they soon realized that Nitzma, Nishmasei bechayim. That the Mittler Rebbe's neshama left saying the word Chaim, which is a precise repetition of the Histalkos of Rashbi. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai also passed away when he said the word Chaim. And the Tzemach Tzedek writes that the kind of Histalkos that was by Mai Shver, by the Mittler Rebbe, has not been Mimeis Rashbi. And one of the unique inyanim of the Mittler Rebbe was that he printed his own Maimorim. None of the Rabbeim printed their own Chassidus. The Alter Rebbe printed the Tanya. And that was it. Printing Chassidus did not start till the Friedrich Rebbe left Russia. But in Russia, there was no such thing as publishing Chassidus. It was all b'ksav yad, manuscripts. The only Rebbe who printed his own Chassidus was the Mittler Rebbe. He printed 10 Sfarim b'chayav. And the Tzemach Tzedek used to say, "I'm about geschnitten beim Schwer die Finger." If someone would cut the finger of my father-in-law, "Volt nisch gerunen blut, es volt geflist Chassidus." Blood wouldn't flow. Chassidus would flow because his physical life was from Chassidus mamish. And then he left. So today was his, tomorrow is his Yom Haledes and his Yom Haisalkas Yelula. And Sunday is the Chag HaGeulah, so B'li Nadav will talk about the Chag HaGeulah, the Mitle Rebbe. Okay, Aguten Shabbos, and Aguten Yom Tif, and Zayin Be'elam and Freilach HaVanhat, and V'shafti B'shalom HaBeis HaVi.